Masechta Smakis, Perakimel, Mishnah Yunalf. Ein oimden oisei elbe makis haru uyais lishtalish. When they did an amida, they evaluated him how many makis he could endure. So they evaluated him based on threes, meaning it has to be, he has to reach to a certain three. So if he could only handle 17, they would go down to 15 in order to get it to a number of three. Amdul Kabal Arbon, let's say they said that he could handle 40 lashes, Laka Mixas, and after he got some of them, meaning 40 mean 39, and then he got some of them, V'amru She'eni Yachel L'Kabal Arbaim, now they said he can't handle the full 40, once they started already, Pater. Now if they didn't start yet, then we could still make an Aymed one way or another. Amdu L'Kabal Shemayna Esrei, they said he could handle 18, Mishal Laka, once he gets some of them, V'amru She'yachel Hu L'Kabal Arbaim, now they said, it looks like he's doing good, he could handle more, Pater. We don't give him more, we only give him less. Let's say he did an Aveira that he gets two Malkis. So they said that he could handle more than one set of Malkis at a time. Is Loike Upater. So he receives as many lashes as he can withstand, and he's exempt from receiving the rest. So meaning, even if he's not able to get the full two sets of Malkis, as long as he was given more than 39, he considered that he got Malkis for both of them, and he is Pater Vimlav. Let's say he was only able to handle 39. So Loike Umisrapi. So he gets Malkus, and then he heals up. The Chayzer V'Loike, and then we give him a second set of Malkus. So once it goes past the 39 number, that's already considered the second Malkus, and even if he got only two or three, only three from the next one, that is good enough. He got the second Malkus. If it's only 39 or less, then we let him heal, and he gets a second set of lashes. Perakimol Mishnah Yud Beis. Ketzad Malkin Oisei. How do we hit him? How do we do it? Is kaifish teyadav ala amen helich vehelich. They tie two hands on either side of a wooden post. The chazan akneses aichis bibgadav, and the chazan, meaning the attendant of the court, he would grab onto his clothing. Im nikru nikru. If they rip, they rip. Vim nifremu, nifremu. If they tear on the seam, so they tear on the seam. It doesn't make a difference how they rip it, as long as his atru megalis libai, as long as the sinner's chest is uncovered, and his back. Va'even asudam eachayrav. They put a stone behind the guy who's getting Malkus. Chazan HaKnesses Seymir Aleh. The Chazan of the Knesses stands on it. Uritzua Shalegel Biyodeh. And he has in his hand a strap made of a calfskin that he would use to give lashes. Kfula Echol Deshnaim Shnaim Larba. So the strap was doubled. One strap was attached to another strap to make it two straps, and the two straps were attached to two other straps for a total thickness of four straps. Ushtei Ritzuais Oileis V'yardeis Ba. And two strips made of a donkey skin, they ran up and down through the calfskin straps, meaning the calfskin straps had holes in it, and these other straps were run through those holes in the calfskin straps in order to be hit with. He was getting hit with both of them, as the two straps were mixed together. Have a good day.